Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out. Today is 2019, April 24th, Wednesday, day 114. Today's topic, you need the Holy Spirit to shine on you and to fill you so that you won't be sifted away by Satan. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 59, verses 6 to 13. Judges. Chapter 2, verse 10 to chapter 3, verse 31. Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 to 34. Proverbs. 14, verse 1 to 2. Today's main passages. I have three passages from Judges. First one is Judges chapter 2, verses 10 to 14. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what He had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger because they forsook Him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. In His anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Then verses 16 to 19. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshipped them. They quickly turned from the ways of their ancestors who had been obedient to the Lord's commands. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, He was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them. But when the judge died, the people returned to ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors. following other gods and serving and worshipping them. They refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. Now Judges chapter 3, verses 9 to 12. But when they cried out to the Lord, he raised up for them a deliverer, Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, who saved them. The Spirit of the Lord came on him, so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. The Lord gave Cushan Rishathaim, king of Aram, into the hands of Othniel, who overpowered him. So the land had peace for 40 years, until Othniel, son of Kenaz, died. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and because they did this evil, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel. Now, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 34, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. My listening. Today I received a sharing from WhatsApp from one of our sisters of Richmond Emmanuel Church of her reflection after today's time with Abba. She said, be always on the watch and pray so that we can rely on our Heavenly Father to drive out those Canaanites in our lives. Amen. I was so touched by her sharing because that was exactly what I received and put it on my blog yesterday. So I sent a respond to her sharing in our time with Abba was as follows. Wow, what you have received is what I received yesterday when I wrote. My blog, wonderful. But our biggest problems are, number one, without the Holy Spirit to shine on us, we have no way to know those Canaanites deep down in our lives. Number two, we do not know those Canaanites, that is our sin. We would not be filled with the Holy Spirit. We would not have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we have no strength to walk with God. Without the presence of God, we are not able to drive out those sins. But why Caleb, this 85 years old warrior, could have that courage and strength to drive out those most powerful Anakites? Why Othniel and other judges could have that courage and strength to drive out those Canaanites? That's because of the experience of God with us. When God was with them, just like Othniel being filled by the Holy Spirit, they won, drove out the Canaanites. Who are your Canaanites? Your me, or anger, money, lust, gluttony, fame, power, pride, insecurity, anxiety, depression, and more. Let me tell you plainly and clearly, you and all your helpers are not able to drive out those Canaanites. Why? Because those are the traps and snares set by Satan, tailor-made for you, to sift you away from the arms of your Heavenly Father so that you cannot experience God with us, cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit so that Satan could do whatever he wants to do to you. Yeah. Only you are with God and God. Only God can drive Satan out. may you become a Caleb and Othniel, who God was with them. Always, that you can be able to drive out all those rotten sins deep down in your soul, that you won't become the slave of this worldly culture, no more a religious person, but a true Christian. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to drive out those rotten sins deep down in our souls, that we won't become the slaves of this worldly culture, no more a religious person, but a true Christian. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, what could be some concrete steps for you to become a Caleb and Othniel that you can be able to drive out all those rotten sins deep down in your soul? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members of this important message so that you can discern what are those Canaanites in the root of your family history and your present family for you to drive out. May the Lord bless you.